The great stone door swung slowly to and fell into place with a click.
Quick, Josh urged. They're coming.
Even as he spoke, the angry cries of the soldiers of the Sanhedrin sounded, and they began to pound on the stone walls. At his side, Sarah shivered.
We just barely made it, didn't we, Josh?
Yes. Inside, right now.
Calling their names, tall, lean, freckled Josh shoved his companions in quickly, pushing them one by one down the corridor that led to a gentle downhill slope.
We've got to get away. They may break through the door.
The company that made its way down through the dark passageway, lit only by torches at irregular intervals, was strange indeed. Sarah watched the group in front of her, thinking,
I never thought to see such creatures as these. Not on this earth.
But she knew she was not on the old earth. She was on a planet completely changed by nuclear war. The changes had brought genetic transformation, so that old world was gone, and now new subspecies were to be seen. She glanced again at the group ahead. Those members of the new world who had been chosen to help keep the seven sleepers from the wrath of the Sanhedrin. Three of them were the strange-looking hunters, one having huge eyes that could see, it seemed, forever, the second having great ears that flopped and wiggled, and the third having a large twitching nose, so that together the three made what was called the hunter. Next in line was the giant, Volka, larger than any human had ever been on Earth. He had powerful, bulky muscles and a blunt but kind face. Then came two sets of twins, Gemini twins, who had to stay close together all their lives, Matt and Tam, and the females, Amar and Rayma. If they were separated, Sarah knew, they would die. And last came their friend, Kybus.
Look, there are some boats, Jake called out.
His red hair shone in the light of the torches.
Five of them. How did they know how many boats we'd need?
We can worry about that later, Josh said. Let's get aboard.
One boat was required for the giant. The twins got in another, and Kybus and the hunter in the next.
Sarah, you, Reb, and Wash go with me, Josh said. Dave, you take Abby and Jake.
Right, Dave said.
And they began to climb into the small, flimsy-looking boats.
Wow,
Reb said, his pale blue eyes staring doubtfully at the little craft.
I wouldn't go fishing on a Mississippi in a thing like this.
It's what we have, Josh said impatiently.
The sleepers will bring up the rear. The rest of you go on.
Yes,
Kybus said, his sharp face glowing with intelligence.
Come. I've got the feeling that we need to hurry. They have ways of breaking through stone walls.
The first three boats shoved off. Then Dave, Abby, and Jake followed. Sarah sat down between Reb and Wash, and Josh took the stern, handling the paddle. The current was swift, and Wash said,
I sure hope that this don't get fast. I can't swim a lick. Can the rest of you?
As it turned out, Josh was the only one who could swim well, but he said,
Don't worry, this is easy. I've done a lot of canoeing, and if the current doesn't get any faster than this, we're all right.
They glided along smoothly. The underground stream was black in the darkness. Only their handheld torches cast reflections. Somehow Sarah sensed that this was a very deep river. She had never liked boating or water, and since she was not much of a swimmer, fear ran over her. But she said nothing. They had glided along for perhaps half an hour when Josh said,